Today's share is sponsored for Fushlein of Ahuvah Sprint Sabas Teba Miriam. May she have a complete recovery. We are in Shmir Shabbos Chalchos Perek Beis If Men. In the new print, in the old print, at Siv Lamed Vav. We are on page Samach Ches as well in the new print, on the top of the page. To keep these shiurim coming, we need your sponsorships. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman, rabbifishman at gmail.com to find out how you can sponsor these shiurim. Siv Mem begins, Mutter lohosir esa olim achitzoyne min achaso. You have lettuce, have a head of romaine lettuce, let's say, or a head of cabbage. It's permitted to remove the outside leaves. In order to eat the inner leaves. Right? Very often the outer leaves don't look good. They dry out. They start turning colors. You could remove the outer leaves to get to the inner leaves. But this should only be done right before the meal. It's not the outside leaves, but within the head of lettuce, you find some rotten leaves. Or after you remove the outside leaves, you find some inside leaves, which, you know, they're not so fresh. They're not so good. You don't want to eat them. Also, liver is halal. You're not allowed to pull out these bad ones. But you have to make sure before the meal to just try to take out the good leaves. You have to make sure, obviously, that you're checking all your lettuce for bugs. You find a large bug, it's permitted to remove it. Because that's not a large, noticeable, different color bug. Like, let's say you see a fly on your lettuce, or a spider, right? So that is not m'urov, that's not mixed into your lettuce. That's something totally separate. So there's no isabayrer to remove such a thing. What's proper? Now you have a separate problem of muktzah of touching these bugs. So the most proper way to remove it is to rip off a little piece of the lettuce that the bug is on and to throw that away. But very small bugs, like these tiny aphids and stuff like that, hadvukim that are stuck, that are mamish stuck to the leaves of the lettuce, that is mamish also to remove by themselves. Because that's considered mixed in to the lettuce. That's not big. That's not separate. That's not on top. Those tiny bugs that mamish are attached to them, that are hard to wipe off them, those are mamish part of it. That's breira. That's the iser of bayir to remove them. So that you should remove right before the meal and take a piece of leaf with it. And then he points out, v'aser is prohibited lishtoif, to rinse off, to soak, aleachase, the leaves of the lettuce, ukedema besechme sabon, like in soapy water, ukeitzeba, something similar. Kede lahase is a charakim, ke charakim achayim musimai ma'ila. If you take a head of lettuce and you stick it into a bowl of water, soapy water, and that will kill out. Hey, why do you soak them? It kills them. They lose their attachability. That's mamish aser, because you're killing the bugs in Shabbos. You can't do that. That's aser. Sif mem aleph mutter lahasi asaknimois shal gabe klipas pri hador oy elu shuvru fnei atzme. On a regular fruit, you have aphids, you have other bugs, so it's permitted to peel them off, to remove them. Like when you see a bug on an apple, you see a bug on a plum or something like that, blowing it off and pushing it off, that's similar to the large bugs on the lettuce. But like he said before, if you could remove some of the peel and get the bug off that way, that is the l'chatchila way of removing it. Sif Mem Beis on top of page Samach Tes. Mutl Fatseach Egoizim Afilu B'Kliya Muchid L'Kach. You could use a nutcracker and crack open the shells of nuts. Umutl Ishtamish L'Tzerich Ze'af B'Patish. Can't find a nutcracker handy. You could go and you could take a hammer and bang with the hammer. Even if you have not prepared the hammer to be used as a nutcracker before Shabbos, because it's a klisha malachte l'isser. Now klisha malachte l'isser is mutter to use l'tzarech gufay mukaymer. So this is l'tzarech gufay to use it to crack the shells, and therefore one may take a hammer, but. I mean, he puts in Brenzi Vushain like Klisha Leder. Avada, it's better to use a nutcracker if you have one. But if you don't have a nutcracker, you could use a hammer. It's not a problem. Avo lo yishtamesh be'evin. Ela im yichud oisin ba'idyim, v'shimish ba'ivin kavu. However, to take a rock, that you can't do unless you've been making the rock before Shabbos ba'ivin kavu. Which is machlok, if it means you have a permanent use or kavu for that Shabbos. Because a rock is not a klisha malachta l'issa like a hammer. A rock is muktza machmas gufoy. Right? So, something that's muktza machmas gufoy you can't use unless you're making it before Shabbos. Now, some hold it's good enough to be making it for that Shabbos alone. Some hold it has to be for long term. We're not going to go into that right now. But that's a shiloh. Then he continues, Gama klipa hadaka shenish eres. Many nuts, and especially the one that comes to mind, peanuts, even after you crack out of the shell, there's a small skin, a thin skin, that's still wrapped around the actual nut. Right? Like that red, consider that red little papery thing around the peanuts. So, mutter l'asira b'Shabbos, when you're eating your peanuts, you could remove that shell. As long as v'ushiyasakein oivilachilosik. As long as you do it right before eating. It shouldn't be done earlier. Says it right before the meal, you can remove the red stuff. Let's say you're going to put out a bowl of peanuts by the meal, or you're putting the peanuts into something, so you can remove all the red peel. However, let's say you have a bunch, you have a bowl full of peels and peanuts mixed together. You made a big pile, some of it came off and it's all mixed. And now you want to sit there pulling out the red pieces. That's going to be us. Even you can't blow them separately, right? They weigh less. So you'll blow, and you blow them away. You can't do bird all day. Blowing is also us. We've seen that already earlier too. Right? So you can't blow. Right, so you can't remove, as long as the peel is going around the peanut, it's seen as a shell to get to the peanut. That's not considered pesach v'cheichel. But if you have a big bowl of the stuff mixed together, right, like he continues saying, pitzach is a klipa, is a egg, is a chalokim. Oh, no, sorry. Right, so once you have a bowl and the shells are no longer these red pieces around the actual peanuts, and they're sitting in the bowl, that's a regular bayir. Then he says, what happens if pitzach is klipa, is a egg, is a chalokim, rabim? But halal murav mechelke egos. This could happen. You crack a walnut, let's just say, or an almond, and you crack it very hard, and the shell cracks into pieces. But you did such a good job, the nut also cracked into pieces. Now you have a pile of pieces. Some are pieces of shell, some are pieces of nuts. Al yivra yos haklipos. You can't pull out the shell pieces. Al yivra dafke chelke egos. Should dafke take out the pieces of nut. And leave the shells behind. But also, because it has to be miyad before eating, you should do this right before eating it. And the shells that remain behind are muktzah. Since shells are not even eaten by behemoths, therefore they become muktzah. The old printed Sif Lamed Tes. We're halfway down page Samach Tes as well. So it's Mem Gimel, old print Lamed Tes, halfway down page Samach Tes. Habo lechol sukariyot. You come to eat candies. And the wrapper is sticking to the candies. Then you can only remove those wrappers right before you eat them, because it's beira. So he brings on the bottom, that most typical candies that don't stick, Avadi could open them up not only right before the meal, because that's like something that's in a box that you could take out, not necessarily for a meal, because that's not considered beira. But if the candy's stuck to it, the mamish have to peel it back, place, I don't know, like an Earheads wrapper or a Laffy Taffy wrapper or certain candies like that get stuck to it, says that's braver. Otherwise, it looked like a shell. Siv Mem Dalit, old print, Siv Mem was still on page Samach Tes. How you had slain Orchim who curl with payers with Shvilam. A visit is coming, so you're peeling fruits for them. Mishum Kvaidam, who chauffeits liquid, Yosim Gdeachi Losam. Now, you don't want to put out exactly the right amount. No one likes to take the last one. So the chvaidam, you want to put out a nice big bowl. They should feel back for them to take. They should feel comfortable taking. So mutalais, it would look like a few rice ain't them. You're allowed to peel many. You don't have to peel only the exact amount, because that's called needing it for now. That you should feel comfortable, they should feel comfortable eating it. And he brings from the Chaim Noah and the bottom in Kuf Chof Tez. And then he says that he heard from Shem Zalman, the Efshi Shafim Yudei Sharchim Kvalo Yarchim Menapers. Kamkin Shirin, what happens if you want to put out a fruit bowl for your guests who are coming? But you know from experience, really, they don't touch it. It's pasnish for you not to put it out, because you're putting it out for their use now. See, in such a case, Shem Zalman says it's mutter. Siv Mehmeh, Shnei Minei Peres Shem Nochem Zal Gavizeh. You have two fruits sitting, different fruits sitting one on top of the other, going on them, amunochem al gabi shazifim. Like grapes that are sitting on top of plums. For rights lechlas hashazifim, one eat the plum. But the law says, anovim, amunas lagil shazifim. You could pick up the grapes to get to the plums that are beneath it. Have a peris rekuvim. But rotten peris, peris that are starting to go bad, amunochem al gabi peris tevim, that are sitting on top of good peris. Also, law says, "Harukuvim g'day lechlas atayvim." You can't remove the rotten ones to get to the good ones. Mekimin shem aserosan, because by removing the bad ones, you're being misakin as aperis atayvim. Being misakin the better ones, because the rot grows from one to the next. The kate said, "Yase yaitza is kol aperis min aklivim u'urav." So what you do is pour out the whole bowl onto a table, a counter. Yes, if it's aperis atayvim, then just pick out the good ones. You write to lechlas that you want to eat now. So you'll be doing better of good from bad. We're on page Ayin already. We're on the Sif Mem Vav. Mutalitla Shanovim Eshkel Shaniktav Mina Eitzim Goedim. You have a whole cluster of grapes you bought in the fruit store, whatever. It was cut off the tree already before Shabbos, but the grapes are still on those little branches. So you're allowed to take those grapes off. Bulvachi Yitloshkede Lechlas Anovim Lalta. As long as you're only taking off that which you can eat right away. Same thing, let's say you have a bunch of bananas. You're allowed to rip a banana off, you're allowed to rip a tomato off. As long as it's samach la'achilas, mina anaf shalayim. Aval, he says, yesha oisim lutlash tamari mina eshka, but dates. Zahol machloikas, he brings it from Chaim Noah, the Eglital, that with dates it's a shiloh of dosh. Because generally speaking, you would take the dates. I mean, today you could find in stores fresh dates that are still on the cluster. But it used to not be like that. And dates, I mean, even rave dates are so dry today. Most dates are removed from those branches for storage purposes. Since they're removed for storage purposes, that's a shayla of dash. Chaim Noen, Simkuf Chavov, Siv Hey, says, Yesh Oysim Shas Litlash Tamarim in Eshka B'Shabbos, Shaderech HaTamarim Litlashim Ne'ilon Ima Eshka V'Achash Dolshom V'Farkenesh Menishka L'Achnisan L'Oitzer. He says usually they would separate that for storage. And therefore, some hold, you can't do it on dates. Once you try to do that before Shabbos, not to be Semichan to make Hilum. Seif Mem Zayin, Mutter Lechapes Pekatis, Kedei Lohoitzi Menes Hakatis Anochot Zayachshem. Let's say you have a deck of cards, or you have a set of cards that have Torah on them, or whatever, and you need to find one for now. You'll have to run through the pile and find the card you need now. Ein Bezem Shemisim Breyer. Even though you might end up pulling a card that you don't need now. Let's say you have a card that you took out to use. Now it's out of order. You could flip your fingers through the deck of cards, put it back where it belongs. But let's say you have a whole stack of cards that were removed. Now you're going to divide them and put each one back in its right place. That you shouldn't do. We'll see later the Isser of Miyun, which is part of Bayer. And therefore, one should not do that. Basically, one should not be sorting out the cards. But if one has an individual card, let's say you have a deck of cards, a set of cards of the Haftarah's one, and you pull out one to give to the person who's sitting with the Sefer Torah. So you can pull it out, then you can put it back in. If you have a whole stack of different cards, and whenever you put back in, let's say from a few Shabbosim, they want to put everything back in the right place. One should not do the sorting out on Shabbos. Today's shiur is sponsored for Ushleim, Fahuvish, Prince of Astabe, Miriam. Keep this shiur coming. We need your sponsorships. Just go to www.rabbifishman.com, click on sponsor a shiur, or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN@gmail.com. Thank you.